Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day. I want to take a deeper look at the word Abba. I hear a lot of people using that word in their prayers, and I hear a lot of people teaching on it. I teach on the Lord's Prayer, and of course, the first part of the prayer from Matthew chapter 6, Our Father which art in heaven. I want to explain to people what that means. I find, though, that everyone who does teaching on Abba, almost all of them teach as true the one thing that is not true. They feel compelled to say the one thing that is not true about that word. It does not mean daddy. I don't find anyone who's ever preached on it that doesn't say that. Now, the reason why people came to the conclusion that it meant daddy is that it was that the sound itself, Abba, just sounds like a way a baby would start to verbalize recognition of their father. But it's the ordinary Aramaic word for father. It means father. It means the father. It means my father. It can even mean your father and our father. But the point that I want to get to is this. It's a word that children say to their parents, to their fathers, but it's also a word that adults could say to their fathers. So it's not just the word daddy. In the same way that we say daddy as opposed to father or something like that. No. So if in your mind, this is a word that is relegated to a child's, embrace or, attitude towards their father, relationship, then you need to tweak that a little bit, because what it really comes down to is not childishness, but sonship. This is the point, because this is not a word, even in, now it's an Aramaic word, but it had taken over the Hebrew word, Ab, that Jews would use for their fathers. Jewish children, even to this day in Israel, you know, will cry in the street, Abba, Abba, ani rotze etze, I want this. They will cry to their fathers, Abba. But here's the point. It's a word Jews would say to their fathers, but it's not a word that they would ever say to God. Jews called God Father, but they would never call him Abba. In John chapter 5, it says that they sought to kill Jesus because he called God his own Father, thus making himself equal with God. And so it's the, I don't know if there's a good equivalent that you can think of, but I find sometimes Afrikaners take very, very, great offense if someone were to call God Yay instead of E. So that making God seem too familiar just seems to be almost blasphemous. Take that times 100 and then you get how Jews felt about Jesus calling God Abba. The point of our being able to call God Abba is that we're able to call God the very thing that Jesus does. And that's what knocks Paul away as a Hebrew-speaking Jew. He's speaking to Romans and Galatians, and he says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, he says, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For God did not give us a spirit of fear to fall back into slavery, but a spirit of sonship of adoption as sons, rather, that we can call God Abba. It's the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirits that we are children of God. If children, then we're heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And that's the point. Calling God Abba, if this is a word that brings real comfort to you because you really need God to be a daddy to you, I don't want to steal that from you, because he is that. He is that loving, cuddling father. But the real power of the word, the ability to call God Abba, is the ability to understand that we are to rise up as sons. We are to be able to rise up as joint heirs with Christ. We are to rise up being led by the Spirit and seeing God's power, God's will, God's presence manifested on this earth. The world is waiting for the children of God, the sons of God, to be manifested, Romans 8:19 says. And I want you to understand, calling God Abba says you are his son. Let that thought take you to a whole nother level.